With a what?
Soggy plow.
What's that?
It's a plow you get on and just go around and around and around till you get about 100 acres broke.
Is that a tractor like it's a drive? Or
no, it's a tractor they drive now, but we drove mules. We didn't drive no tractor. We drove mules.
Did it have more than one blade or what was it?
It just had one big spade. I've got to think a minute now. One big shovel. And a plow point that this shovel here had a big wing on it. Come out just about like that.
Yeah.
Well, I rode one, my son rode the other. Now this is when me and my son done the farm.
Yeah.
And I rode my straw hat and striped overalls and blue shirt. And my son, he go around ahead of me while I go around right behind him. Till we get all of our cutting land broke.
Did you ever have anything that you went back over the land to break it up finer with after you plowed?
Oh yeah, we had a rake and then we had a disc that we had to go over and kind of cut it up.
Yeah, did you ever call anything besides the disc?
No, we just called it a very big, I don't know what it was called, but all we called it was a disc. But it was a great big wide thing as wide as this room is. And my son done that most of the time.
Did you pull that with a...
Four mules. We didn't pull with no tractor because we didn't have no tractor.
Yeah. When you get four mules in a line, do you have a name for four mules in a line?
Oh, yes. Old Sam and old Blue. I forgot what Roy's mule's name was, but I know mine was Sam and Blue.
You got, what, two mules?
Jack. One of Roy's name was Jack. Mine was Jack and Blue. And Roy had Sam. And I can't think of his other, but mine was Jack and Blue, two black mules that I drove.
How many mules in a team, usually?
Two.
Do you call it a team if you have four?
Team of mules is just one, but you say two team of mules, well, you've got four. Now, we had to hitch four to this here disc. Had to have four mules hitched to that.
Yeah, because it's so big.
Oh, yeah, because it's so heavy, two couldn't pull it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, did you ever have to go through and thin out the cotton when it came up?
Yeah.
What?
We took an old-fashioned hoe and chopped it out a foot apart. Left 1, 2 to 3 stalks in the place.
What do you call that when you do that?
Thin it.
Thinned
it out.
What else did you have to do with cotton?
Cut the grass out of it, Johnson grass.
Oh, yeah. Good old Johnson grass. I got some in my yard.
Yeah, but now you have it in the cotton patch, you would think something.
Yeah.
One time we had to cut, we laid a crop by, but we had to go out there and cut Johnson grass out before we go to picking it. Keep Johnson grass seed from going down our necks while we were picking cotton.
Oh, well, I'll be darned. Must have been big Johnson grass.
It crawled high and grew higher than your head. I said directly, I like not saying
that. That's big Johnson grass.
Well, we had it. It was in a bottom land.
What's bottom land? You can tell I know a lot about this. I'm from the city.
Well, the bottom land is where a creek is. And our land was right down at the creek bed, and we call that the bottom land.
I see, but is the creek dry or is the creek
still? The creek's still there. But the land we cultivate has been put in cultivation. It's called new land. And we called it the bottom land.
Because it was right down by the creek there?
Oh, yeah. It was in the bottom.
Okay.
It wasn't in the creek bottom, but what I mean is right down close to it.
Okay. Well, see, you'd say that cotton and corn grow in a what?
In a row.
Okay, or you'd have a whole big area, you'd call that area...
Acres.
Okay.
But it always, it has to be in a row.
Yeah.
Cotton and corn has to be in a row.
Okay.
Because you can't get it no other way if it ain't. You can't cultivate it.
Yeah. Yeah, too hard to do it, huh?
About the row's about 3 feet apart. Because there'd be room for two cultivators, one to go down on one side and the other.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Tobacco. Do you ever grow tobacco?
Oh, yeah.